That process is actually being worked out, and what we know is that the current statistics actually shows that we no longer have people on waiting lists, but people who present themselves the objective of being put on treatment are actually being treated.
There was a change a few years back in regards to a CD4 count. How has that changed, if any way, in regards to the CD4 count for HIV patients?
Well, what you need to understand is that the idea of following that change in terms of CD4 count was meant to say that let us not delay in putting people who want treatment on treatment, because when you do delay, sometimes it causes complications, and sometimes people fail to recover. So the idea of higher CD4 count was meant to show that we do put people on treatment when they are still fit and that they are not actually ailing. And that is read well. And as you are aware, CD4 count is 500. It's almost like a normal a person is normal, and you've got all the normal attributes of a person who is fit.
And Zimbabwe has about 725,000 Zimbabweans who are under treatment out of the 1.2 million HIV positive. Are there any challenges that the National AIDS Council, along with the government, is having when it comes to the treatment of HIV positive patients?
Well, as a program, obviously, when we are having more than 125,000 people on treatment, what it means is that there are cases where people will default to treatment as a result of some beliefs that are there, and particularly we've got people who are actually informed by their beliefs that I think they have been healed and they can discontinue treatment, and such cases are quite common. So those are the challenges. And they also, we continue to computerize our patients, and as a result, we may have what we call loss to follow-up, not because people have died or they are no longer taking their treatment, but simply because they have moved from one area where they were living to the other area. But because the system is still a bit manual, then you are unable to pick them wherever they have gone to. And those that where they are getting their supplies, they are also not having that information to say this is what is happening.
And how is your organization working to deal with that issue? One, the issue of those who stop treatment based on religious or traditional views.
I'm quite sure that you have heard the word which is common in public relations, which is called advocacy. So the idea is that in some of our programs, we have actually made resources available for us to carry out a strong advocacy campaign to some religious and church leaders to make sure that they will not confuse people on that specific area.
What about the financial side of this process? How has that been working? And is Zimbabwe able to find itself giving treatment to people who will need treatment?
Well, in terms of resources, Zimbabwean government, together with partners, continue to work hard. And the policy that is there is that those who want treatment, they will get treatment. And at this stage, like I have said, we don't have any patients that are waiting list. We don't have any patients that those who need treatment, who has not been put on treatment.
And for anyone out there, can you explain the process that happens when one is tested and they are found to be HIV positive, and then they are given the chance to begin the treatment?
What we are encouraging people to do is to go for what we call HIV testing and counseling. The issue to do with HIV and testing and counseling is that you actually be counseled, then tested. When you are found positive, then depending on the level of your CD4 count, if your CD4 count is still above 500, you might not be necessarily be a candidate for ARVs, but you may be a candidate for cotrimoxazole and other things. So you'll be put on treatment. And for those who are CD4 count or below, then they will actually be commenced on treatment there and there. And when they have started their treatment, most of our institutions, including our rural centers, are now providing and giving ARVs. So you can be treated wherever you are in Zimbabwe, and that process is for free, and people are encouraged to call to those different centers and to get free treatment.